Great to get a win. Praise God, man. Just all glory to him for his blessings in more than just football. And what an environment, like it always is here in Western New York and Orchard Park. Fans were incredible, not surprised. And I'm sure that our new players, that this was an experience for them like they've never had before. Great to get a win, hard-fought battle. Give Arizona credit. They came in here and had a good plan, and we got down early in the game, and then we're fighting back from there. And I think that in and of itself is a great sign for our football team. Every week's like that, right? But to have that with a new team, and for them to stick together and pull it out, and really come together. The staff did a great job of making some adjustments, communicating with each other, and then. We had some guys go down as well. So, Taryn went down early there. I think it was the first drive, in fact. And guys stepped in and stepped up. And you finally with Jamarcus Ingram making that play. I mean, it's a great example of being ready right when your number's called. So, the effort that the team put in, the effort that he put in to get himself ready to go. Was what it needs to be. So with that, I'll turn it over to you with your questions. Yeah, I don't, on all the injuries, I don't have enough information to say what it is yet, Sal, other than it is his forearm. So that's all I know right now.
Cam said that he was preparing all week for that dime roll, had to shift. He goes and plays for Taryn and Jamarcus. Can you just speak to the two of them, what they were able to accomplish, with you guys down a couple scores?
Yeah, I mean, Cam was in. We knew Cam was in a pivotal role, playing the dime, starting dime, but also being the primary backup at more than one position. And then he had to go in right away first. You don't always expect it to be the first drive for to get to your backup there, but he plays like a starter. And again, credit to him for being prepared. And then we're mixing and matching. I thought the coaches did a good job. And there was a chance that Jamarcus was not even going to be up. We lost Smoot later in the week, and so we juggled some things around and moved some pieces around. And again, I thought the coaches and players, in fact, did a great job of just remaining poised. I think it was Friday, I believe, when we were kind of going through it with Smoot's situation there. So. A late week add with Jamarcus being up, and he did a phenomenal job.
Hey, Sean, until the fourth quarter there, when he came up with the two stops, third down defense was definitely a struggle today.
Yep.
I mean, he extends plays, I get that. But is there anything else that was concerning to you on that front?
On the third downs? Yeah. I mean, we weren't very good at all. And some of it was they were getting into third and manageable situations, and that goes back to winning first and second down. So, thought Bobby and the defensive staff did a great job at halftime, addressing it and then making some adjustments. And I think we came out better in the second half and played a little bit more our style defense and were a little bit more aggressive and just playing and just having some fun out there, and as opposed to waiting and reacting to what they were doing.
Josh went airborne for his touchdown run. Even his teammates have said, we still don't like seeing that. Do you still get worried when he leaves his feet like that?
Always. I mean, I'm always trying to keep my eyes on him. We were talking in my locker room after, and someone was saying, hey, did you Josh had this guy open on this play? And I'm like, I just keep my eyes on him most of the time just to make sure he's doing all right, and then, making sure that he's not hit late or whatever. So it's hard to see the guys open down the field for me even, and making sure he's doing okay. So, yeah, he's a competitor, and you never want anything to happen. There's a balance there, as always. Like, we talk about that a lot. So,
Sean, we've seen it before with Khalil Shakir, just the run after the catch and the ability to bounce off the guys. How tough is he?
Football player, man, right? Go have him run a 40. Like, get him out of his street clothes right now, have him run a 40. Right, have him do a vertical jump, right? Football player. Right, football player.
What Greg Rousseau can you reflect?
Not that he's probably not a good vertical jumper. I don't.
Can you reflect on Greg Rousseau? Greg,
yeah, big time day. Big time day. I love that he carried over to the game what he had shown in training camp and then the last couple weeks in practice. that's big. Like, when you can take how you do things from practice and do it in the game, that's a mindset, right? And so that's also growth and maturation in and of itself.
How about DeMar? How did you feel he fared in his first start out there?
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of first-time guys out there playing today and, laying their guts on the line for the team, and I thought DeMar handled himself well. I really did.
What did you see on the receiving core as a group?
On our receiving core?
Yes, yes.
I mean, I think Keon was the most targeted. A lot of guys involved. You know, I thought we did a better job in the second half of getting Dalton more involved there. But sometimes, we're trying to get him involved and they take him away. So I thought Josh was doing a good job of, moving the ball around and taking what the defense was giving him. That's huge, right, when you're doing that and willing to be patient against a split safety, primarily split safety defense. So again, like, we've got a lot of room for improvement, right? We were beating ourselves in an undisciplined fashion and manner at times, penalties, pre-snap penalties in particular, and just beating ourselves overall with some execution issues. So we can take a lot from this game.
Coach, have you had an opportunity to look at what happened on the kickoff return with the new rules? I know that's something that you've been working on.
Yeah.
But have you looked at a little bit of that play and what happened on that play?
On the long return? Yeah, it's hard to see still, and they were going for two, and so we were more getting organized there. They obviously creased it there, and we'll look at it on tape. I'm walking back over here in a couple minutes when I'm done here, and going to take a look at it.
Sean, can you take us through the last sequence when you hit the ball? What's going through your head if you're debating going for that? And, trying to keep the offense on the field. What was going through?
Yeah, what all the analytics people saying out there, right? That's a tough one. That's a loaded situation. Would love to put the game away, but just going for it right there wouldn't necessarily put the game away, as they held three timeouts. And fourth and two, we were going for it on fourth and two or less. Fourth and three, and then it was a longer three. And so I debated over going forward or not, and just felt like, I want to give our defense a chance to defend a touchdown here. And as it turned out, it worked. I mean, if you look at it where the last line of scrimmage was for them, it was in the 20, 25-yard line. They're probably kicking a field goal there, and we're going to overtime more than likely. Or, we're trying to save those timeouts to have a counterattack. So there's a lot that goes into that one. I'm glad it worked out. And but thought hard about it right there.
What's the with a close competitive game like this right to the end, and then you got to turn things right around Thursday night, just from your perspective, and how are you going about it with your staff and so forth?
Yeah, so I'm about to meet the coordinators over there, like I said, when I'm done here, and I'm going to try and shower first. I'm sure they'd appreciate that, and then go back over there and set the vision for the week. And we've tried to work a little bit in the off season, knowing that this is going to be a challenge. But this will be a test overall for us, right? We've got some new players, new staff members, and we got to go on the road to a divisional opponent. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
Sean, I know you said you don't have injury specifics, but with Josh, he was getting his hand looked at there, and it is a short week. Generally speaking, is there some concern there on your part, or maybe what could you tell us, if anything, on that?
Yeah, Jay, always concerned, right? Anytime anybody's hurt, in this case, for sure, Josh. So I'll know more again, hopefully, in the next couple of hours, and maybe even when I walk back, through the hallway here. So always concerned, for sure.
You said this the other day, that you expect to learn things every week about this team just because of the turnover. Yeah. What'd you learn about your team today?
Well, you go through it, and the NFL is hard, right? It's hard to win. You almost got to take the logos off the helmets, because it really doesn't matter, right? Who you play, where you play, it's how you play, how we play. And I think this team was tested early here, right? Tested early from injuries, early in the game I'm talking about, and then in the fourth quarter, and that's where games are decided in this league, in our league. And it starts with leadership in the locker room with the players that we have, and they got to lead from the front. And that's true this week as well, right? On a short week, some guys banged up, and we'll be led by our leadership group.
How about Von Miller? He broke through with a sack today. Just what does that mean to your team? We know how much the players look up to him and his leadership, and to have the productivity go with that leadership, how much does that mean?
Yeah, that's important, right? You know, being able to produce like that, and it just compounds one's leadership influence, really. So not that he wasn't influential before, but I'm sure for him, too, it felt good. He was smiling after it and everything. So, it's been a long journey, and he's worked hard. And I don't care who you are, you know, future Hall of Famer or what. That's a grind. And to be able to come back and do what he did today at a pivotal moment in particular was huge.
John, at the end of the game, when they had the ball third down, third and nine, they run the ball against the soft box there, right? I mean, how big of a stop was that? Can you kind of walk us through that play, that sequence right there?
Yeah, no, it was huge, you know, and they were holding, I think, going into the drive, three timeouts, right? And then I think maybe they were down to two there, but they still had control of the clock, and so I'm assuming that's what they were. That's why they did what they did, and we did a great job. I don't even know who it was, one or two guys up front getting off of a block and making a big-time play. We were outnumbered a little bit there, too, and that was a huge play setting up the fourth and long. You know, if it's first down there, you know, it's a new game. It's a different situation. But having them fourth and long, and then I thought Bobby did a great job being aggressive there, and, again, Jamarcus Ingram. Our guys, man, it's the first game. There's so many unknowns the first week of the season every year. And to be tested like that and to come through, it's a step. It's a small step, but it's a step. And I appreciate how gutsy they were in that situation.
When you have Josh Allen, the easy thing from the outside looking in is just to be aggressive at all times. But late in the first half, when you guys kind of ran the ball and let it go down at the two-minute warning, was it just about not getting the ball back to them? And you ended up scoring the touchdown, but what went into the thinking and the approach of that drive?
Well, I believe at that time, Matt, we had three, I think we held three timeouts, right? So we let it go down the two-minute. Every situation is a little bit different, but end of half, you know, you're making sure, number one, that you don't give them the ball. They had the win there, give them the ball and a chance to score before half. So we wanted to control the game at that point. And so we took it down. We have three timeouts. We're extremely comfortable. Our guys are, at least, because we practice it quite a bit. And we were not even in two-minute mode at that point. So felt good. I thought the guys up in the booth did a great job of saying, no, we're good. We'll take it down. But you're also thinking about a counterattack there, too, making sure that you're being smart with the clock and how you're managing the game there.